From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and Russia have announced a breakthrough agreement on Syria that would reduce the violence and lead to a political transition ending more than 5 years of war. After a marathon negotiating session with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Friday, Kerry said that a new nationwide ceasefire will take effect at sundown on Monday, September 12th. The Secretary of State called on all involved to observe the ceasefire.
I want to emphasize, these measures can only be implemented effectively if all the parties live up to their obligations.
Lavrov confirmed the agreement and said it could help expand the counterterrorism fight and aid deliveries to Syrian civilians. He said that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government was prepared to comply with the arrangement. Nearly 500,000 people have died and millions of others have been displaced during 5 years of war in Syria. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear test and will start discussing significant measures against Pyongyang. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Powell said the Council has to work together to derail North Korea's nuclear ambitions.
The Council must use every tool at its disposal to change North Korea's calculus. We know that divisions on the Council only embolden the DPRK to further provocation, so we must send a clear, united, and strong message that the international community will never accept a nuclear North Korea.
North Korea conducted its fifth nuclear test Friday with a blast that seismic monitors indicated was its largest such detonation yet. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton says North Korea's latest nuclear test should prompt a rethinking of American strategy to deal with the rogue nation. Speaking in New York Friday, Clinton promised to impose tougher sanctions on the country. She also said that the latest test provides an opening to pressure China, which sees North Korea as an important ally.
The increasing threat posed by North Korea requires not only a rethinking of the strategy, but an urgent effort to convince the neighbors, most particularly China, that this is not just a U.S. Issue.
Meanwhile, here in Washington, Republican nominee Donald Trump told the Values Voter Coalition that a Clinton presidency would be bad for the country.
She'll talk and talk, and nothing will happen. Only bad will happen. But you just have to ask the people in upstate New York. She won because of them, and she produced absolutely nothing.
Trump told the gathering that political leaders have abandoned people of faith in America. He promised to repeal a rule that forbids religious leaders from endorsing political candidates in their houses of worship. The U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation Friday that would allow families of the victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks to sue the Saudi Arabian government for allegedly supporting terrorism. The majority of the airline hijackers were Saudi nationals, but the Riyadh government has denied any involvement in the attacks. Ted Poe is a Republican representative from Texas.
The legislation gives the victims' families access to the courts, to the rule of law. And we as a people should be more concerned about these victims of terror than we are about diplomatic niceties with other countries.
The bill has already cleared the U.S. Senate, but President Obama has said he will veto it because of concern it could weaken the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia. And Facebook has reversed its decision to remove postings of an iconic image of a naked screaming girl running from a napalm attack in Vietnam after a Norwegian revolt against the tech giant. The social media company had removed the Pulitzer Prize-winning image from a Norwegian author's page, saying it violated its rules on nudity. That started a backlash in Norway, including Prime Minister Erna Solberg posting the image on her Facebook profile, until Facebook deleted that too. The social media company originally stood by the action, but relented late Friday, saying it recognized the historical significance of the image. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.